There was a Mexico City Council meeting on a Tuesday night. It normally happens on Monday. Joining us in the studio this morning, Mexico City Councilman Chris Miller. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Yep, we had a meeting on a Tuesday. That's because Monday was Veterans Day, and we observed that and hoped everybody paid tribute to the veterans around Mexico, Missouri, Monday. So we met last night, and we missed you. You weren't there. And we thought we wouldn't be able to have the meeting without you, but we finally went on and suffered through.
Sure. I'm sure that the citizens of Mexico certainly appreciate that. There were several things on your agenda from last night. There was a lot of requests for entering into agreements with the city of Mexico from several organizations. Let's just start off there if we can.
Well, we gave away a lot of money to a lot of good organizations last night that benefit the citizens of Mexico. The first one's the Mexico Senior Nutrition Center. We gave them $14,000. That's for them to assist them in providing meals for seniors, which they do a very good job. Then we gave $7,500 to the Help Center to help offset the operation cost to help the senior citizens of Mexico. Then we gave $7,400 to Audrain Historical Society to assist in providing services for citizens. They have a lot of great programs for kids and adults, and we just help support those. And then we gave the Chamber of Commerce $13,000, and that's so they assist in the marketing activities in Mexico, helps pay for the work they do with us, for us, and we're proud to have all those four groups as part of Mexico, and we're glad we could help fund those.
Absolutely. Another thing that was on the agenda last night, some repair work, and this has been talked about a little bit for the Mexico Industrial Rail Spur. Just remind folks where this is at, and also there was a report on that last night, as I understand it.
Well, we gave a contract out to a company to do some repair on the spur. $122,700 or $122,137. And the repair on the spur is out by Pig Up and Go. It goes into Cyril Copper. It goes into where all those businesses are out there that could use rail service. Different times, different people have been there, required it. Cyril Copper uses it quite a bit, and we're happy to have Cyril Copper here in Mexico and using our spur. And the spur has just got places that are weak, and it's an old spur. We've had it a long time, and it just requires some maintenance. Maybe someday we're going to have to pick it up and put new rails down.
Sure. You awarded the contract last night. When do you expect they'll get started on that? And is there a completion date that's been talked about at all?
Well, I don't know a start date or a completion date. I do know that some of it's considered critical, so I would assume that it will start pretty much immediately. And they work year-round. Weather doesn't really stop the rail people, so I would assume it'll get done pretty quickly.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that for sure. Several other purchases. Street department. Looks like they have a new pickup truck over there.
Yeah, the street department got a new pickup truck, and happy to say the Pearl Motor Company here in Mexico was a low bid, and they got the sale of the truck.
All right. Any other major things coming from the city council meeting last night?
Well, if you're talking about purchases, we purchased a mini skid steer for the Parks and Recreation Department from Ditch Witch and Mobley for $32,000. We had one. We traded it in and got a new one. It just needed to be replaced. And the sewer department always needs something. We're always working on our sewer lines. So we made a couple of purchases that benefit the process of taking care of the sewer department. And Drew Williford was excited about us agreeing to buy some more pieces of equipment to help monitor what's going on in the sewer lines, and he says it helps tremendously.
All right. Well, that is outstanding. It'll go back to a Monday meeting at your next meeting. This was the first city council meeting this month. The next one, I believe, is going to be on Monday, the 25th of November. Am I right about that? Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right. Yes, sir.
All right. So that will start at 6 o'clock. Public, always welcome to attend those meetings. And, of course, City of Mexico puts those online, and they stream them if you want to view them from your home, or you can come in person.
Sure, and make sure you come, because we just can't get along without you.
I will absolutely try to be there for sure. I appreciate you coming in early this morning and getting us updated.
I have a couple more things
Please.
That I think are very important that we've kind of gone around. Yeah. First of all, the veterans of Mexico have requested a place in the city park to build a veterans memorial, and we've come up with a location out at Teal Lake. Kind of past the shelter house or the boat docks around that corner there. It's going to have monuments 3 feet wide, 6 feet tall, that will have the logos of all the military veterans. I think there's seven of them. I didn't even know there was seven. I thought there was six, but there's a new one that has to do with space.
Okay, seven veterans logos will be displayed on that.
Yeah, so that's it's a big project for them, and it's a very nice project for Mexico. And the other thing that I'd like to talk about is Resolution 2024-72, and it's a contract that we're signing with Navigate Building Solutions, and it is a company that is in our moving forward with the hospital property. It is a company that's going to come in and review the property there and tell us if there's a way to use the cancer center without tearing it down. They'll create a diagram of how it might work. They'll come up with some prices on it, everything we'd need to know if it's possible. The possibility is, as you know, Matt, the City Hall building is years and years and years old, and if you're a road elevator, you know, you might want to get off on the first floor and walk up the rest. But it's a possibility that cancer center could become a city hall, a fire station, a police station, a whole campus of things. And then, of course, the hospital would be on that campus. And that at one time, Boone thought that they kind of brought it to our attention. That would be really great if we had all those services on one large campus. So we've hired a company to review what our building is now, what our building would need to be, and whether this would fit the requirement for us. And it's just an informational thing, but it's the first step into really getting something done down at the old hospital.
That's exciting news for sure. So they'll get started on that. I guess they'll. Do you expect when they'll release that report, or have they talked about that at all?
Well, I think that they're going to start right away, and I'm not sure how long it'll take, but I don't think that it's going to take a monstrous amount of time, a couple of months probably or so. And so we're kind of excited to see what it has to say. Just as excited as waiting to see the first brick fall off of the old building so we can start thinking about a new hospital.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly appreciate the update this morning. Everything else going pretty good for you?
Just living the dream right here in Mexico, Missouri. What more could you ask for?
I don't think you can ask for anything
more. I see people
more.
That move here from California or Arizona or wherever they come to Mexico, and all I can say is none better.
That's right.
It just finally took them all these years to finally realize there's just nothing better, and you got to move to Mexico.
We're going to try and start a new catchphrase. How's it going, Mexicoan? What do you think about that?
How's it going, Mexicoan?
Yeah, how's it going, Mexicoan?
You've got it all, buddy.
Oh, right, all right. I certainly appreciate you coming in this morning. Mexico City Councilman Chris Miller, our guest this morning